But that is the Lord Jesus who is life.
It
means he is good all the time. Life is always good all the time. Except the weakness of the body. Ask you what was upon the acts of the apostles to happen. The Bible says, as the apostles moved on with the words, people got healed. They who were sick, they who had been attacked by demons, when the word moved on, the spirit was at the same time healing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
thank him, the Father, the one who can do all things. You bases above the heavens to see through the heavens and the earth. And we thank the Lord Jesus, who is sat in the third heaven, to reign over what is in heavens and the earth, as his authority is. And we thank the Holy Spirit, the witness and the worker, who is sent to work in the children of God in heavens and earth, and is a very great comforter. He has bared our weakness in all ways.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even up to today, they we still have life, we are still there, we are there by the Holy Spirit. For he is our grace. Anytime he continues to be in our midst, the end is postponed and we are given a time to repent. We first saw him in Genesis chapter 6.
That
if the spirit is taken away, grace ceases to be. He was taken away from the midst of people. And we saw the floods coming. For he says, my spirit will not contend with people all the time. For people are just mere flesh. Now when he took away the spirit, we saw the floods coming. Grace had ceased and passed away. Now the spirit of the Lord is the spirit of grace. Like reading in Hebrews 10. We thank him for his presence. That is the grace of God. Anytime he's in our midst, we continue to get the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the much life he's given us. For he promised us, and he said he came that we may have life in the full. I don't thank it for because I'm alive in the body, but I thank him for I have life within the full.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the past seasons, we used to thank and we say, I thank the Lord I'm still alive. It's not the important thing of the body. Even the ones in the world, they are there. But they too can thank God that they are alive. But they have never gotten life. And they are dead.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now the one who first went before us, Abraham, and the apostles and all the prophets, don't you think they are in thanking God for their life? Are they not thanking? They say, God, we hate you so much because we died.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
They
too are up thanking God because they are alive.
Now,
if it's you, how can you thank him over that? For you're still thanking God over the life of your body.
But
the spiritual life, you've never thanked him.
And
you give a testimony, I thank the Lord, all my friends died, but me, I'm still living.
The
one important is, you are alive in what way?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
One
of them left the body and they went to heaven. Was it wrong? That you thank God that all your friends died, but you are still living.
Me,
I thank the Lord for the life in the full is given us. But the world of the people in the world finishes. But our lives are being fulfilled every day. And I pray all of you change. As you come on the pulpit to thank concerning life, you say, I thank the Lord for the life in the full is given me. For he
gave
me a life, and life which is full.
Because the ones
in the world, their life finishes, they're heading to hell. And we know we have but they got out of the body with life in the full, and they lived in eternal life.
But we can't
say that they died. Abraham is in problem. I thank the Lord that I'm still alive. Abraham, you think the ants are not still making noise for him?
Let's align and speak
that we appear to be taught by God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We are going to be in our first service and receive the tithe and the offerings.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We shall go in our second service after worship and praise. We welcome the visitors there with things to thank the Lord and the testimonies.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We're
going to first be in the service. We've been starting with the tithe and the offerings.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Told us in Malachi 3:8
on to 10,
he speaks of bring all the tithes and the offerings in the full, that the house of God may not lack food. And we got to understand, as we are the house of the Lord. First Corinthians chapter 3:16-17. Those offerings, and they are brought in the house of God that may not lack food, and we ourselves appear to be the house of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we understood that those offerings, we were heading of seeing how we use the tithe in the offerings. It's to build we ourselves as a church, not as a building, to see that we live on well. And the tithe and the offering, we saw how we can balance it, and we have measurements which are balanced.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And the tithe and the offerings were to be balanced, then our measurements will appear to be balanced,
and
scales which are balanced which God is pleased of. And we got to know in Deuteronomy 14 and 15 that amongst us there shouldn't be a poor person.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
As
we use the tithe and the offerings, we shall prosper ourselves. Each will be able to be lifted as their need will appear, according to what we saw in Acts chapter 4,
from 32
to down. When we saw what was born in apostles' feet, each was given as the need were.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We've been seeing many things, even the way we can build the church of God. In that church, it's us ourselves. And we pass through the tithe and the offerings, which have been balanced very well.
We
don't mind at renovating these buildings and buying cars, even though those two are worked upon.
So
this is our synagogue as a church. But the building is not the church, we are the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we want to use the tithe and the offerings, which are found in the house of God. That is the bank.
Banka yekanisa.
The bank of the church. It can lend by not for profits. It can help.
Yes,
praise Jesus. To appear that all of us remain with none is in need. And God can chase poverty out of us. He chases the poverty of ignorance from us. In the same way the physical poverty chases it from us. For we had him in Proverbs 30, verses 6 to down. And he said, don't let me be poor, that I may not steal to make your name a scorn. Don't let me get so poor that I get to forget you. Don't let me be so much rich. And I wish to forget you. Now it means, and it needs you get wealth to get knowledge.
Yes, praise Jesus.
Now you can be able to use things well.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
today, we are going to see some of the offerings which are still applicable, the ones which you have phased out.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
the offerings which you have phased out, and the offerings which remain. But some time back, we met a problem. Separate the ones which are removed and the ones which remain.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And here we found our praying got a problem. But we never obey the laws of the offerings and the tithe, and remain claiming and telling God we gave them to you. And you promised if we give them to you, do this to us. And we want to move on to be separating the offerings which are removed and the ones which are still in place, that we shall able to have measurements balanced.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If we don't hold those laws, or when we give without knowledge, we have nothing to profit.
Begins
in Ecclesiastes 5 verse 1, and it tells us this.
Okumanga ekigerekyo bwogendanga mu nyumba ya Katonda.
Tuli nyumba ya Mukama ffe
bennyini. We are the house of God ourselves.
Yes, ye bazi.
Praise Jesus.
Era nga tukunganye wamu okubeera ennyumba ey'omwoyo ennungi.
Gather to be a holy house which is good.
Era entukuvu.
And the spiritual holy house.
Naye weekumanga ng'ozze.
But watch over yourself as you come.
Byonna by'ogenda okukola.
All things you're going to be doing.
Era newankubadde ggwe mwennyini.
And even though you yourself.
Ng'otambula eyo gy'oli.
And you move where you are.
Olw'okuba obeera nyumba ya Mukama.
Because you are the temple of the Lord.
Nawe weeku.
You yourself watch over yourself. Before you go to the house of your brethren called church, watch over yourself what you're going to be doing there and what you speak there. For we know coming to the house of God means even meeting brethren.
For
you yourself look at yourself as the house of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For the building of the synagogue, we as the house of God fellowship and
gather.
We know the Holy Spirit is not in the building.
He
decided to come and be within us.
That
we appear to be a house of God.
And
he continues to advise us on his word. Ecclesiastes 5 verses 1.
Kubanga okusembera okuwulira kusinga okuwaayo saddaka eyabasirusiru.
Owulidde bulungi.
You've heard very clear.
Okusembera owulira okuva eri Mukama.
Closer to hear from the Lord is better than offering when you are a foolish person without wisdom.
And
God is not pleased with offerings of such people. When you give and you offer without hearing the word of God, it tells you to do what? As we see the heading of the offerings you have faced out of the ones in place, we found a problem of discovering the offerings which were removed and the ones which remain. For we minded one thing to just give offerings. But we didn't mind to get wisdom of the offerings.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And every church says you come and offer. Yes, we speak that. But you've not had to understand. Even to get wisdom.
agamba nti aa
he says no
ekyo tekimukolera
it doesn't work for you
okuwaayo ebiweebwayoninga olyawo totegeera bulungi byawandikibwa
offerings but you don't understand well scriptures
yagamba tebimukolera
makulu he says it never works meaningfully
oweerayo kinga ogenda kuzikirira
why did you give offerings when you're going to get destroyed
Yes,
praise Jesus. God wants you to give offerings when you're benefiting in this life and the next life. Not just to offer and get destroyed after. Speak somewhere
that
they will give an offering. They glorify God.
But
the one who aligns their ways, God will show them his salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Thank
you for showing God you glorify him, he created you.
And
it's worthy of you to give him thanks.
But
if you never align your ways, you will get destroyed. You will never see his salvation.
And
we want you to do things in knowledge.
Mubuulizi essula ey'okutaano olunyiriri olusooka okuwaayo saddaaka eyabasirusiru kubanga tebamanyi nga bakola bubi
otuuka n'owaayo ebiweene
ng'olusi and you offer offerings but you're foolish
kati byowaayo nawe byowaayo tobitegeera
but you offer don't understand it
mukama akugambye
God tells you
Bring
tithe and offering which are full and you get the tithe 100,000 and you give him only 10,000 and the offering you get 1,000 and you have no knowledge and you find yourself and they tell you sow a seed God removed the seed already
kubanga ye kenyini yatufuukira ensigo neyeteekayo mu ttaka
became our seed he sowed himself in the ground
n'azuukira n'atugamba kati muzuukidde mbalinako kibibala byokka
due to you have raised them looking unto you for fruits
yes
praise Jesus
kati buliriza
now listen
ye mwenyini
he himself
bagenda ne bakusaba ekibiriibiri
they ask the first fruit
naye yenyini yefuukira ekibiriibiri
Jesus became the first fruit and offered himself
kubanga ebiriibiri w'obutonde bwonna
he is the first fruit of all creations
kati bino byewandikudde okuwaayo nga
These you are meant to give like seed. Get all balance your tithe and offering. See how you do things which are wrong. What you would have sowed. If you give the first fruit.
Balance
the tithe and the offering.
Then
you have measurements which are balanced. Now what is threatening? The Holy Spirit has made a problem.
But
right now we never want your seed. Even your first fruit doesn't want it.
Yes, he was
praise good. Jesus. But as you are giving the seeds and your first fruit and yet to get them on the scales and will try to make them your offering
at
times. You know, the problem is made in reconciling those things.
And that's
why sometimes on the seed you have and he says, okay, let me join it for the offerings. The Holy Spirit keeps our prayers. When he can align them, he aligns them properly. They try and they cannot be aligned. And he abandons them. And he says, when I join scripture, my scripture, what they do, they don't come out. Now you are being broken with the seed for nothing. The first fruit you're breaking yourself for nothing with it. For he himself became your first fruit, he offered himself.
What was peace offering?
There is a peace offering.
We
give it in peace.
He
himself became a peace offering for us. You no more can give it. And Ephesians says,
he
came and offered himself to bring peace. They were far and they were near.
You
no more give an offering to bring peace. You can't offer a sin offering. They were the trespasses.
But the discharge,
the discharge of body and many others.
Over sexuality,
and you went to give things.
In.
All offerings for sin, and he offered himself. And he said, "Now leave that all."
Come,
balance, tithe, and offerings.
And
they left the thanksgiving offering and the pledge
or
the free will offering. Those ones remained. It's you say, I'm going to pledge. You can say, let me thank the Lord. You can say, I want to give. According to how I see their brethren, you need to be helped. That they can be prospered in the body.
I've given
up my 10 million, my 100,000. Now, the things we are to do, we don't do them. Instead of balancing tithes and offerings,
or
the one who pledged themselves and they fulfill, giving the thanksgiving, the free will offering.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We went on the seed and we began to sow. And we are on the first fruits.
Himself got our first fruits.
And he was able to destroy what we call the first fruits. The ones given for peace, he stopped them. Himself became an offering for our peace. Praise Jesus. Right now we made a problem. And we minded one thing, let's give. Everything we read in the Bible. Now the Israelites, and they brought the seed unto the Lord. Friends, let's bring an offering, seeds.
We did mind
to get knowledge. As we read, we say yes. If we speak a seed, the cow will be involved in it.
You
don't mind whether do in knowledge or not. As long as you read the seed. Now the Lord commanded the Israelites to bring their first fruits. Now, someone wants a present. If you have a job, you have just reached it. God says, now,
your first Saturday.
Yet he's stealing it. See how you give it and you tell God, Lord, I have given you, but why are you not paying me back?
Yet
you give things without wisdom. And you become detestable to God. This has binded the church.
We're supposed
to give the tithe and offerings. The offering, the measurements are not balanced.
Now,
instead of God bringing the first fruit and the seed,
and many others.
God wants to forgive you, but he says so for your forgiveness.
Peace offering, offering
to bring peace.
Kakati,
we began to give and we get aside.
Lord, I gave you, but what is wrong?
We give, you will give us. I'm even tired of giving. Not raise my salary. What is wrong? Remember, we first saw how we had offerings. It was all wrong in the church.
When we reached on the offerings
of pledging and the first fruit, everything we read we gave as offering.
We have no wisdom,
not even understand, we are just giving. Repeat this verse over here. Ecclesiastes 5 verses 1.
Okumanga ekigere kyo bw'ogendanga mu nyumba ya Katonda. Kubanga okusembera okuwulira kusinga okuwaayo sadaka y'abasirusiru. Kubanga tebamanyi nga bakola bubi.
Ate otuuka n'obyokola nga naye tomimanyi oba akola bibi.
And what did you don't know whether they're doing wrong? For you go before God, you tell him what I did is right. You told us to sow a seed. Is it not in your scriptures?
And
this is the Old Testament. You refused to hear, you brought to give. Ecclesiastes 5 verses 2.
Akamwako tekangu irizanga. Sono mtimago gulimengo kwangu irizango kogera. Ebigambo ekigambo kyonna mu maaso ga Katonda. Kubanga Katonda ali mu ggulu nawe oli ku nsi. Kale ebigambo bibeere nga bitono. Kubanga ekirooto kijjira wamu n'olufulembe lw'emirimu.
Kakati mwe tubeerera n'ebirooto.
Now within here we have dreams.
Anaye ntulyoka tulota. Mukama yangambye nsiga ennyumba
yange. God told me to sow my house.
Oyinza okubonaabona.
You can suffer
lwa kusiga nnyumba
yo. For sowing your house.
yakugamba konti akwagaza ensigo.
Did he tell you he needed the seed from you?
Tuvula abangi abawadde ebintu
babiwaddeyo
babiwaddeyo ng'ensigo.
They have given them as seeds.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kino sijja kukiruma mugongo.
I would not struggle to speak of this. Jesus became a living seed for us. And we are told we
are
not born again with an with the perishable seed, but with an imperishable seed. Praise Jesus. Church, we never minded to know. They read where? In the Leviticus. Let's give a seed. When he came in the New Testament, he did come to find what is a seed. And what did seed did he offer? God said, I dreamt when I've taken my first fruit unto the Lord.
Jesus,
God offered all the firstborn among all. Now he's made you dream again. That's why he said, be careful of dreams.
Sit under
the word and check out the dreams you dream. There are demons troubling the church. They are always making them dream. And when he dreams, they don't need to know what the word of God says. Me, I dreamt.
Even
the word says, they tell you, me, I dreamt it clear. But Colossians says, some people speak of what they saw and dreamt, but that's no meaning at all. And they refuse to come in the word of God to check it out.
The
false pastors are false apostles. Even they do it without knowledge. They find yourself, they pray for you to dream as you're sowing. And you're sowing your car. Now they're sparing you to dream.
God,
speak to them. Speak to them. Let them pull your property. Bring their houses. And their lands. You know people grab? The shrine, they put problems to happen to you, that you may go to the shrine, they work on you. They are like people who make coffins.
Because
their prayer is people to die that they may get work and business. Praise Jesus. That's why it's not right for that work to be in place. At least we burn them, the dead bodies. Another is praying for the people. God has taken long to see a blessing of the dead. That mind whether they have repented or not.
Yes, he
is praying for people to die that he may get business. Let's move on, Ecclesiastes.
Omubulizi esula ya kutano nyirwa kusatu.
Ecclesiastes 5 verse 3.
Neddoboozi lyomusirusiru lijira wamu n'olufulembe lw'ebigambo.
Kakati omuntu atalina magezi.
Person without wisdom.
Ukendo mukansoli nga yalose.
Cancel them, they dreamt.
Nenga nebyogera musiru talina kigambo.
What they speak, they are foolish, they have no word of God.
Kati ayogera
mwogezi.
Nakira bye, kulira amaanyi
gaayo. I feel the power.
Wamaanyi siga mubiri gaina
kuba wa moyo. Power is not of the flesh, must be of the spirit.
Era makama yansubiza we maro kutsigaya agena kunkola bwa
I saw it, you will do this to me.
Orumu kama yambi yambi eko
sometimes God would have
kwa chiwa yongo roza
bi give it thinking him
na yati na atakuwa bukomi bwacho
never give you protection of it
kubanga tchari mu butufu
bwa it wasn't his rightfulness.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Nechibera wakasira katonu
nechigwa. In a short time and it finished.
Kale nora boku yiganye zimu.
And you saw persecution.
Ruvanyuma noga mana ye katonda wangu.
After you say my God.
Akati nze sibereddwa wadde akati.
Now me have not been blessed at all.
Kubanga neche wampadde kibadde wakasira katonu
nechisara. What you've given me lived in a short time and it's gotten destroyed.
Chitugwani dokwaura.
It's required of us to separate.
Iwe wae biasigara one ebya
chiwa. Of things which remain and the ones which are removed. We never fail to balance our
means
for the couple of offerings which are many.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's
hear. Ecclesiastes
5 verses 4.
Bone ya mango boy America tonda. Tolanga woku busa sula. kubanga tasanyukira basiru siru.
Ulide bulungi. You've had prayer.
Ebyo kweyama bikyaliwo.
Pledging is still there.
Kubanga gwokisalawo. Tewetaga nakuduumira.
You don't need to be commanded that stand up to pledge.
Okweyama kuva mu ntobo y'omuntu mutima munda.
Pledging comes from the heart of someone.
Era okweyama.
And pledging.
Kukola kiku. Kusindikiriza ebibadde wali okusembera okuntu. Kubanga naawe okyeyamye okuva mu kwagala kuli
okw'omunda.
Nga tewali agamba bwe muteyama tewali agenda Mukama tagenda
bakolerako.
Ani yakugambye aba agenda
kukola.
Naye gwe oba oyagala akwanguyirizeemu.
Gwe
ogamba nze kanneeyame ayi
Mukama.
Nange kanneeyameko. Kubanga naawe weeyama
okundabirira.
Nange kankukyalenji nga ku sayidi eno
neeyame.
Naye teweeyama by'otagenda
tukkiriza.
Takkiriza muntu kweyama nga talina magezi waawe agenda kujja by'agenda
kuwaayo.
Era agambye okweyama kw'omusirusiru tekulina
makulu.
Bw'omala geyama kubanga olabye ekibinja
kyeyama.
Totunuuliddemu ogenda nakubijjawa. Mukama ndi mukukiriza
ojja kubimpa.
Kukiriza kuva mukulya n'okulya ekigambo kya
Katonda.
Kyakugambyeko bwe kityo.
Did he tell it to you like that?
Kyagambye nti okiriza bukiriza empewo.
Did he tell you just
kiriza? Era ngenda yingira mukukiriza.
Believe I'm going to enter faith.
Katuyongereyo.
Let's move on.
Omubuulizi essula ya kutaano olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Ecclesiastes 5 verses 4.
Osasula ng'ekyo kye weeyama. Waakiri olema okweyama. Okusinga okweyama n'olema okusasula.
Musumba agamba mulina okweyama
mwenna.
Ati nno okwesituka ng'abantu bali mu kweyama bukadde. Mukama neeyamye
15,000. Asooka
n'akutunuulira
bwati.
He said,
when will God arise for you?
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. Don't pledge where you don't understand. What you don't know where you're going to get them from.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus so much. Let's proceed on. But they have told us
to
pledge and you're not going to fulfill.
Bino tukyakuyitiramu okwo.
We still passing through this.
Osobole okuzuula lwaki tugambye tulina okubalansinga ebintu ebyo.
That we discover what you told you we have to balance the things.
Ekimu eky'ekkumi n'ekiweebwayo.
The tithe and the offering.
Nga tujja eno wansi twetegereze.
We get down here to look keenly.
Ebiweebwayo ebyaggibwawo n'ebyasigalawo.
Offerings which were removed and the ones which remain.
Tukulweke emigugu egibadde gigenda mu maaso n'okutuzitoolera.
That we be lifted off burdens which have been upon us.
Nga okusiga kutususeeko.
And sowing has been too much.
Ngenda mu mawanga gasigire.
You go for nations, they still suffer them.
Njagala kuzimba.
I want to build so for your building.
Mukama wafe Yesu tusinsigire.
Our Jesus is not a seed which is enough.
Ete kibiribiri.
Bring your first fruit.
Weyama oba kikyoba ogenda zeewola weyama.
Whether you borrow, you preach.
Bintu bibadde bizibu nnyo
kakuluyi.
Era mulokole asinganye emitawaana mingi
nnyo.
N'obulokole n'atuuka obuyita
obukugu.
Era nga bw'olokoka. Manyirawo nnyingidde olutalo
oluzibu.
Neetisse Yesu azito walinga olwazi olunene. Era nga tubeerawo ntufu mpulira
nzitoweereddwa.
Ayi Mukama
ozitowe.
Eranga n'ebigambo bya Mukama tubiyita omugugu.
Even the words of God we call them burdens.
Songa yatugamba mu Yeremiya 23.
You told us Jeremiah 23.
Bemuddamu okwogera ebigambo ebyo.
Do not speak those words that the burden of the Lord.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga yagamba agenda bonereza buli akyogerako.
To punish whoever speaks of that.
N'agamba nti omugugu gwa Mukama.
The burden of the Lord.
Twatuka n'obuweereza ne tubiyita omugugu.
We even call ministry a burden.
Ni Mukama obulokozi, Lord salvation.
No, si uko, and you look funny, your cheeks get
black.
And
he
called you a weary to come for rest. I carry off your burdens. When we reached in the salvation, the burdens were put back on us. At least borrow from your neighbor, but give. And you give.
Now, what I
borrowed, is it from my heart? It's what we borrowed. After you go, say God.
Lord,
I even borrowed that I may give you. But you refuse to arise for me. To get a bribe, then you ask from the Lord. God knows that when you get a bribe, you cease to have understanding. You want to bribe God, that will cease to understand. If he ceases to have wisdom, can anyone understand under the sun?
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. Let's move on here.
Mubulizi esula ya kutano, olunyiri yolo kutano.
Ecclesiastes 5, verses 5.
Washiri olemenga okweyama, okusinga okweyama nolemo okusasula. Toganyanga kamwako okwonyo onyesa omubiri gwo. Soto yogereranga maso gamalaika nga kwali kusobya.
Lord, I pledged the
batch.
Pastor had pressured us. It was a mistake. I wouldn't have pledged, Lord. Don't speak of things again. Pledge without knowing where you're going to get it. Before
an end,
you're not acceptable to say, oh, I didn't intend it. I didn't intend to pledge, Lord.
Even before the Lord,
or an angel, you're not supposed to speak that.
The
pastor has pressurized us.
And he told us
no one will travel to nations when they have not pledged. Ecclesiastes 5, verses 6.
Katonda kiki ekinaaba kimusunguwaza eddoboozi lyo. Nazikiriza omulimu gw'emikono gyo.
How many? Emirimu gyabwe gisanya obwegi. Their works have been destroyed like that.
Umaro okwe yamabi bakukase.
You pledge what they forced you.
No man no deno kane
mukama. And you say, go say Lord.
Obanne yamye.
Why did I pledge? What was wrong with you to pledge?
Nagambye no bukadde
chikumi. I said 100 millions. Where am I going to get the millions?
Yakora.
What he does?
Akube emirimu gyonna.
He smits all your works. Why did you plead that understanding? Born again, many have lost their jobs.
And they say, but
it's beating us, these demons. For I plead, that's why they are beating my works. Yet you plead without understanding.
God himself
stretches his hand and smits your work.
That's
not many who fall when they're in salvation and their business raise again. For they
don't
discover who is beating us.
They beat,
it's the devil and they straight their hands. And they beat demons.
Beat.
When you get tired to realize it's me beating, you get back to me. God beats people's work if you don't know that. You just keep it, don't understand. He will strike your work. Demons all days, but none of them is being broken. Yet the one troubling your work is not demons, but God. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 7.
Kubanga bwekituukirira bwe kityo olw'olufulembe lw'ebirooto n'obutalimu n'ebigambo ebingi
abantu boogera n'olutaloota omusumba n'ayogera bingi n'omutuma oyo n'ennabbi
oyo
bannaddiini ne bakupakira
religious people pack in your things
otuuka nga tokyasobola nakuwulira kigambo
kyakatonda
n'olota nnyo
and you dream so much after you've offered this
n'olota nti wayo
and you dream offer another
n'olyokoota waana
and you trouble your life
abyogera ayogera nnyo
one speaking speaks much
takuwa nakuweera
does that give you rest
takuwa kakati mwabateeme njala mukama nga ayingira mirimu gyammwe sente zibula
ndaba No, is mama, pressuring you money and you have to give by tension. You found yourself.
You
didn't dream so much. What's a match? You don't understand yourself. Others they give and they become problems to pastors. And they go to report the pastors.
Much
words and you scare people. Dreams are not right. And they have to sow. Teach them, they know nothing. And they find themselves dreaming. After you speak much, when I was in America, and I sold $100, and they gave me millions, $100,000.
Kumbe yazisabirizanga agamba muri bamurekwa.
He begged them and he said, I have orphans home.
Umanya batwali ifana bya mwana agerina.
These pastors take photos abroad. And they say these are orphans I have.
When
he comes and speaks much words, and you feel you all have to give,
and
they will start from fellowship. They go home and gather the money they kept with their husbands. Without telling your spouse, and you become a thief. And you take and you give it out.
Make
God
have
intention because of many words. And you go do what's not right. My life in this place have offered it. When you get out, you begin to get back to you, and I gave it out.
But
God refused us to argue and complain. What you do, you have to strengthen yourself.
Introduction.
We are introducing them. To study one by one.
Na yes,
my church has suffered for those things.
And they wonder
God, they give their tithes and never answers them. And he moves on to strike them more. The one
he
gives 1 week, then a few years he has nothing.
For the rich,
and they do miss what they do, and they mix up everything.
Then
when they give well, tomorrow they give what they don't understand. Ecclesiastes 5, verses 7.
Bonolabanga bavunga ngababa joga. Elanga valia ensongolo amanyi. Nebanyolo musango musaza. Tewe unyanga chigambe cho.
Do not be surprised.
Mkanisa.
In the church.
No singa nanga abagaka basimbira ini
babasabira. Find the rich up, lining up, we pray the blessing upon. And they twist the judgments and a prayer for the poor is
far,
and the healing of the poor is pushed far. And they bring close the ones with the seeds. And the one with the first fruits. He said, don't be surprised.
After
people corrupted without understanding what they do, it's what they do. And they get destroyed for not lacking knowledge. You without money, when will you be prayed for? For praying, they have said you have to pass away seed.
Now you have no seed for
100 and a million shillings. Ecclesiastes 5, verses 8.
Tewewunyanga kigambo ekyo, kubanga asinga obugulumivu, obugulumivu asayo omwoyo.
Nti waliwo omugulumivu.
That they are elevated high, and they were high above.
He
is above the heavens. The Father sees what they do. And today he is saving us. For he is teaching us to profit.
Spoken
in Isaiah 48.
It
came from 12 to 17.
He
says, I am the Lord who teaches you how to profit. But we are going to get be beneficial for the things we study right now. The one we
study
above remained thing all the things. When he saw things are not right. Let me send my spirit to help the church.
Let me see
the journey of heaven move me and taught me many things. The spirit of the Lord. He said the one who is elevated above all. He sees whatever under the sun. And he sees measurements
which
are not balanced. They will steal the tithe and the offerings.
Mubulize sura ya kutano olunyiriri olomunana.
Ecclesiastes 5 verses 8.
Kubanga asinga abagulumivu obugulumivu asayo omwoyo. Era waliwo abasinga bo obugulumivu.
Waliwo ate omukulu ennyo, waliwo ali muli okusatu, ekulu eri
okusatu.
Wabaawo ate
kitaffe
ye abeera eri waggulu
w'eggulu.
N'asinziira mu Yeremiya
23:25.
N'agamba asinziira waggulu w'eggulu n'alaba omugulu
lyonna.
Ne Yobu 28:28.
20-28. He bases up above the heavens.
He
sees through the heavens and earth, sees everything what they do.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now he minds. Ecclesiastes 5 verses 9.
Nate echengere echetaka kiba kyabonna. Kabaka yenyini ennimiro emuweereza.
Katonda yateekawo batuweerezi.
God put them in place to serve us.
N'okubanga.
That even we to serve God. For His authority gives all that to us.
That we
use them for life and for serving Him. But here we have to know. The offerings which remain and the ones which are removed, which are they? And in Proverbs 28, verses 9, it says this. If you don't know the laws of the offerings,
even the
prayers you pray lying on the offerings, they have no meaning. Proverbs 28, verses 9. You hear what happens? If you don't know the laws, prayer where to be given, or prayer of warfare. Even offerings and don't know their laws. When you reach prayer, you are detestable to God. You know, people say there is no overdose prayer.
There
is no prayer God casts in the dump.
But
prayer of all people never hold on God's laws. All of them, the Spirit casts them in the rubbish dump.
And
he said, these prayers, no. You try to put in order the prayer of someone. And it can't come out. You know, there are people. They go pray and they say, Lord, I sought 100 bags of cement to build your church. Oh, Jesus. How do you two see me?
And
he said, which church did you build? The building?
Oh,
my people. Jesus knows the people at the church. And he calls this his temple.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Here
is where you fellowship from. But you are the church. That you sold your seed to build the church of Jesus. What church did you build?
For he's going
to come back to you and me, a church without spot nor wrinkle. Will he come back for buildings? Now we forget.
If
you want to be so, what is that? I thought, if the seed was still in place, I would
have
sold 100 million in your church. They
would
work and they start work for them. They
would need
taxi, they buy taxi and they work in them. And they
remain
tithe offering to help. Now,
you
thought in that big building, that's the Church of Christ. Is he going to come back for that building? This we build that we get saved from rain, the sun, and the cold.
He
spoke of them in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 5 and 6.
There
will be a tent which will help you, keep you over from the heat, from the sunshine, and the rain, and the cold. And God will honor it. That tent.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. God to bless and gives honor upon it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
God built
his church, we built our
synagogue.
Like you will build for
the orphans
a house, and God blesses you for building them a house. That's how we bless us, build this building. But the greatest blessing
is
to build your fellow church, your brethren.
I've seen much money
raised that they're building a church, but I've not seen them build you. I said, what church are they building? Everything you buy it,
a
book printed at church, you buy it, a CD you buy it, you pay your electricity, you pay toilet, you pay everything. Are they building you?
Even
some services, they pay for them. But what is he preaching? They sell some services.
Money.
To be in them, they are special services. I wonder God. He makes some services special and others are ordinary. God sometimes speaks words without wisdom.
The services and not
those are the ordinary services which are not special. But that's not the living God.
Every
service of the living God is special.
Service.
What does service mean? It means administration. Has God ever ministered what is not important?
And
there are some ordinary cheap services.
Yes, we
have raised Jesus. No, things like those are much in church. And it's required of us to move on to align ourselves.
See
how we can balance the offerings.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
Let's
look at Psalms 76. Verse 11 to 12.
Zaburi yensanvu mumkaga. Olunyolwe kuminurumu. Bwe weyama, oweyamo. Musasule mukama katonda wamwe. Onaba mwetolo debale terebi rabe oyo. Agwanira okutibwa. Okutibwa.
Balete ebirabe eriyo yagwanira okutibwa.
Let them bring gifts to the one who is feared.
Katugenda kwatulaba.
Now we are going to be seeing.
Ibiwe waye byakuleta.
Which were removed. Yet today we still bring them. And the offerings remain and we don't bring them. And we appear upside down. And God questions where to begin to give us. And where do we bring? Even they will use them wrongly.
To
build their houses.
And
the offerings of their pastors. And the tithe is that
they
are for pastors. No scriptures proving that it's for pastors. A preacher eats of the gospel. Yes. But they don't eat of the tithe pays. If they have eaten of it,
don't
say they eat the tithe. They eat of the gospel. Yes?
It's
not how it's written.
They
preach and you come and you give me my millions after preaching. Pastor, thank you. God has done me well. And I eat of the gospel then. I've not eaten the tithe and the offerings.
So
he said the preacher will eat of the tithe. Even though the Levites were given a
right,
they took their portion was measured from the tithe and offerings. They didn't take all.
The
man makes a conference in Nambole,
Nachivubo,
and they gather trucks of money.
Don't
mind how you appear. And he goes with his money and he does what he wants. When he puts a television, you think it's yours. Go and speak upon what God has sent you to speak. And we see. You will prove it's not your television station. Those buildings you built to, they are not yours.
Let's
build our church. You try to claim your
amount.
You didn't see the people they kicked for claiming the church's
debt.
Pastors taught Kung Fu on television and they kicked the people. This world got perverted. People are still on the word of God. They are no more in it. They are gathering money. All the gospel moves and ends in money. And the one you see as is helping is a very hard person. If they have not covered him on television, he never helps. He waits to be covered on television and he helps. And you think he's a person who helps. You go right now and see where they will help you. Those things are hypocritical. Let's finish in Psalms.
Zaburi ya nsanvu mukaga olunyirirwa 12.
Psalm 76 verses 12.
Alizikiriza omwoyo gwabalangira yewentisa eri bakabaka b'ensi.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
When
we enter Psalms 51, Psalms 50, verse 23, he tells us this.
Zaburi eyatano olunyirwabiri mwesatu.
Psalms 50, verse 23.
Buli ampasaddake yokwebaza ngulumizi.
Webale nnyo nnyini.
Thank you so much.
Okuwayo saddaka.
For giving the sacrifice to thank God.
Omanyi saddaka yokwebaza mukama afu yagireka.
You know the sacrifice for thank God, God left it. And I'm going to Luke 5:12. After he healed the leper,
he
told him, go give a thanksgiving offering unto the priest. He did take it away. You're free to thank God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But after you give it, you align your ways of salvation. But when you give an offering for thanksgiving, you glorify God. But if you don't never align your ways, there's no your salvation. You want to look for offering and ignore the main issue. He finishes this verse as he says.
Zaburi esula ya 5 olunyirwabiri mwesatu.
Psalms 50 verse 23.
Naye alongoosa obulungi ekkubo lye. Ndi mulaga obulokozi bwa Katonda.
And what happens? If you give an offering for thanksgiving, you glorify God. And it's required of you. For you breathe this oxygen, the sunshine
rises on
you. You are on the planet created. It grows food you are eating. Is there anyone growing food at your home? You know, people on the world are thieves.
For
food, and they claim their hands have made food grow. And that the hand of a specific person makes food grow. Put your hand in the ground to make food grow and we see. Put there a
cassava
with your hand, pull it up, see whether your hand can cause it to grow. For your hand grows food. Why do you wait the working of the Lord? Potato leaves in the ground with your hand and see whether it will grow it. People on the world eating God things. The
governments
they are gathering God is for
you.
That they are there. They don't bring the tithe and offering. All those are thieves.
That's why he said
Malachi 3:8. All these nations they are robbers. They steal from me. They eat food without thanking. And they
use
oxygen without thanking. And the
sunlight
and they enjoy without thanking. And some of them say, I don't have nothing to thank God about. You want to get corrupted minds? You have nothing to thank God over? I think.
If you
have things to thank every day,
because
this corruptible of mind you have been
eating,
I thank the Lord. He gave me a car. The rest without thanking God. Are you to drive it without breathing?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
said, thank you for offering.
But if you don't
prepare your way, there's no salvation. You know, Cornelius was offering.
But he
told him, friend,
go to
Peter to tell you salvation that you get
saved.
You've been offering, thank you so much.
But
because your ways have been repenting,
go Peter,
tell you what to do, you get salvation.
You see
me,
I think
we don't need to know so much God. You know, women say like that. Even old men,
they
remain to just give offerings. They think they understand so much. If you offer billions, we shall not look at cheap things like money.
Then
we stop seeing your life getting destroyed. What importance? That on gold and silver, which are just used, and which finishes, but your life is going eternally.
People
no more mind of your life, be careful.
The
mind of your offering. He's on the pulpit looking. Who has not given? Go be prayed for and you don't give an offering, you see. You will prove all along he has been looking and seeing you. And the day you pledge, he never sees you.
In
the time you bring once when you get, he knows your names are on the envelope. So he knows
there
is 1,000 in your envelope always.
You,
in the big blessing they pray, you are not there.
So I pray
the big blessing on you that increase your offering then.
Those are
the weak envelopes you pray for. You are
this
1,000.
But ashes, you put that aside.
That has given how much?
100 million.
Put that special envelope. I'll pray a blessing for them here.
Enough offering
to give.
We're going to play a blessing
for all of us.
Even
they were not
playing,
they may be able to pledge the next time. Things are out there in churches. Not because we are not born again, not to speak of them. But judgment begins from the house. We cannot choose people outside. When in the church of salvation there is that drama.
You know,
rebuke the children of the
neighbor
that they smoke cocaine when you've left your children on the door smoking the same.
They must ask
you, how can you fail on your children?
Yes,
praise Jesus. You giving a thanksgiving sacrifice. You glorify
God.
Or he gives an offering. Thank you for glorifying God. Do never forget to prepare your ways.
Meet
the way you walk in the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You've
been paying for being washed your feet. You wash your feet that you may be given a blessing. What have they done? That all over you've been seeking for blessing. I ask one thing. Who of us wakes up in the day to look for a blessing? A curse. Is there any? But why do curses come our way? For we do what's required of us to draw curses our way. If we shall do, what requires blessings to follow us, that too will follow us. The Bible has never told us that we shall look for a blessing. Not at all. It says, Deuteronomy 28, hearken unto my voice, obey my laws, blessings will follow you. They follow.
We
desire a blessing which follows us.
In
your normal sequence, even when you shift, it looks for you where you shifted. They follow you.
That we look for it in the
body.
We are everywhere. We are seeking for the blessing. It's never following us. Pastor say, come for the blessing with your offering. With the
heavy
Pastor,
I pray,
let it follow me where I am. Let I come to give. Why does it follow me?
Come
for a blessing.
Kubanga chamateka bwingambo
the tournament tells us
28:15
if you never hearken
okulire dobozi lya mukama
if you never hearken to the voice of the Lord your God
nokwata mateka ne bilagone
and never obey his laws commandments
again yikoli mbi no byandabi nakugira
all these curses will follow you
na yesebo byo mukugoberera
abana but the curses to follow
utandika no byeko tulako mabega
mbo kutula chetu break them and they question what are you breaking for? Me, I am following you even though you chase me
manyo mtu akobera bo mugoba
you never pass through chase who follows you even if you chase them they go back and they come back and they told me to follow him they come back
tubora bo bera mmikisa
so when you
walio na jeogoba
they are there even you fall you chase you go
let's see yakola na business
I'll not make business with you please do business with me let's go together and they say blessing is to follow you if you chase it hard it sees you're not looking it begins to come back follow you again
the
person following you to you know if you follow someone you feel you love them they chase you hide a little after you follow again follows a blessing these days. Call a blessing as if you're calling someone. blessing to follow us this time.
Right?
But we have sought for a blessing. We look for it in every corner. We
sow,
and you so see at the sowing and you follow us at least. They told you to obey the laws of God.
Listen to
the voice of God, I will follow you. You know what's called blessing?
It's
the angel of the scales.
It's
in Revelation 6.
Verse
4 and 5.
Ero kugama nti agenda
kukubira.
Kugenda nga asomba byewetaga bwa
kukubira na byo. Ochagala kati with him. You need it, get it.
Ya kugubira.
Ochagala di. You need it when now. Get it.
Apima buli kyewetaga.
He measures everything you need. And he knows where it is.
Nasikura ko ebyebiro na ebisere.
The ones for the season and time. And he moves with them.
Ogendo kisaba.
As you ask for it. Yes.
Ah, na yetu musubira ya kwagala moto ka.
You to get it. But we think he's going to just follow us like that. After we've got offerings and we mix them.
We
want to be given, we don't give them. What we should give is what we give. And we are confused.
They
will not follow you. If a person loves you, Bible says, 1 Timothy says, if you fall in love with money, it draws every evil to you. Have you understood? It brings. If money falls in love with you, everywhere you go, it will follow you. But if you fell in love with it, you follow it. It's like loving a prostitute who sits in a bar. You have to go in a bar for her. It's what if I
do.
You don't drink my love, you love me. You're drinking. It's what I tell you. Leave money. If you fall in love with you, it will follow you. My friend, don't leave me. I thought we had to go together. Now you're going to be happy how? Money will fall in love with you, will follow you. You hold on what God commanded. Blessing goes there, follow him, for you love him.
You know
to work so much, you go work with, follow him. Before you fell in love with him, oh.
But to put your love on money,
you seek for offerings that since we are not there.
Love is too much on you. You
are
about to go to a false prophet to try to get it there. One pastor
said,
if a false prophet has a miracle, go get it and run from there. It's the same thing as
well.
If it is trying to give you a blessing, go for it and get out. That is the prophet. And is the great pastor, they claim. Me, I think
there
are also corrupted pastors. Not even to think. It's spoken of in Jeremiah 23, 9 and 10. For the prophet and the priest have gotten evil. How dare you command a person such a word? That sometimes you don't need Jesus. You need a miracle. Who is working then? Who works that miracle? Those men have their things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
One
I'm going to show you the offerings which are removed. Any offering for sin, it is no more there. Oh, forget that. I hear, I'm going to sin, I will fast, and they will forgive me. You're joking. Why did you fast before Christ came to die for us? You know, I will pray. I will intercede, God will forgive me. Let me tell you one thing. Jesus is an intercessor with the Holy Spirit. And they were in heaven to intercede all
day.
They reached the time and they
said,
just pray and intercede for people. They will never ever go and offer yourself. Fasting is the same proving God. I am broken. I will never do it again. Now your thought is the offering to make you be forgiven. It is what washes sins away from you. That's why you know to just give. That's the trespass. You broke the law of God.
You
want to give offering for trespass. You
break
the laws. You can no more give it. And that's the offering which is for peace. Lord, I broke the laws and I've become your enemy. And I broke an offering that you have mercy on me.
Lord,
Jesus is the peace offering. The offering for our peace. Praise Jesus.
We never thought
to understand first.
To speak
under the curse of God's
word.
And to mark and analyze them. We
write
and
move
everything we read we did.
Whether
he changed it or not, we are doing. We have scriptures which help us along. Whether God profits or not, whether you never benefit from them or not, as long as you specifically benefit. When you come to thank you, say, I thank Jesus for arising for me. And God gave me a car. But you too fast, he will arise for you. I wonder a leg to put on a shoe and it says, me they have a reason for it. But you hands, what's wrong with you? Is it possible? The eyes to put on the sunglasses and they say, I think yes, you see. You have a reason for you. All of you are on one
place
and you say you are one body, but you begin to mock your other friends. Now we thank the Lord.
Me
as the leg I was given shoes, but I thank the Lord and I pray so much. You my colleague, the waist you
are
given a belt to put on and you have a nice trouser.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, Bible says, and you don't mind on your own things alone, but even of others. Church, do things.
And
you thank God today for yourself and
your
for your thanking was wrong.
wabaddemu okudaalira
baganda mocking your brethren
munoonye nammwe ku katonda nammwe abaviireyo olwo nno liiso agamba bwongo
naawe
noonya katonda akuviireyoakuyimusa olabisibweko
omanyi
nze ndi mu bantu bandaba
nayemusibu
ye maaso agamba bwongo olina ova mumutwe naye mukama akuviireyo bakulabeko mu
bantu
kakati bwongo singa avayo nadde eno kungulu omanyi
ekizibuofa
omwe ayimusibwa ku
lwabalala
era omulala alabisibwa
n'abalala
balabisibwe mu
ye
tugambe
kifesigwakulembeeolyoka
okudaalira
akabia
gwe buli kiseera gwobeera
omukiranenkulembedde
kati mukyuka
bwebisoboka
fenna tuba tukulembedde era twebaza mukama olw'okuba abatume ne bannabbi n'abasumba fenna ye mukama naye gwe weebaliza byowe kati ndowooza olaba ekizibu
ekiri
omumwa gwebaza nafunye emmere
ŋŋenda
okulya
oba
kati lulimi agambe
kati
ndowooza nze ngenda gikyusa twebaza mukana ngenda
gikyusa
ate engalo
nebaza
mukama tugenda okutoola nyindo nebaza mukama olwokuwunya
obulungimmere
ewunya
bulungi
ate lubuto
nebaza
mukama ebyenda bibadde byenyola mukwano gwange bakuleetera
tofa
nti mulimu nsulamu ebitasaanaalbonna babeera mukwebazaokusinya nyindo byompeereza okuyokwebaza akawuwa ako
kakulamukama
yeebazibwe era ssebo oluvannyuma lw'okwambala essaawa
naye
nga nnyumye
ati
yayambadde anisa tulina okwetegeera kati maaso sebo ye omulimu gwe
gwakulayesu
yebuzibus okusinziramu katulabe ku kiweebwayo kino
olwobudde
zabuli ya 5 mu emu 5 olunya olwokutano tugenda kulaba engeri mukama gyaleeta obunabbi agenda maaso n'okulabula ku biweebwayo
olw'ekibi
n'engeri gye yali yabikoowa
era
nga yalina okuwaayo omwana we
ekisinga
n'okwewunyisa okuva ku luberebere ye teyabyagala newankubadde nga
byaweebwayo
abaana ba isirayiri mukama yabagamba okuwaayo ebintu
ebyokubanga
baali bayayanambu nabo baali bawa eri mu misiri baali
bawaayo naye
okuba mukutandika ng'ayita abaana ba
isirayiri
tebaawangayo kiweebwayo kyonna kyalwa
ekibi
bweddayo okuva kuba
abeli
ibulayimu
isaaka
yakobo
baawaayo
ky
olwekibi
lwaki yakiweerayo nga bano bava misiri
omanyi
waliwo amateeka agamu katonda gyatuwanga
sinagaalinako
nga tabiriiko wabula nga ffe twamugamba twagala mukama naffe
kuwa
kubanga emisiri gye baava bwasobyanga bakatonda baayo nga basaba
embuzi
bwe batuuka mukulaga mukama naffe twagala kuwa
nga muweeyo
gemateka ge yabawa naga manje
nabawa
desikuwanga
ngaka
wabula bwali ukakanyavu wa mitima jamu
because of hardening of your hearts
usinabi yayogera mu Ezekiel yabiri
what is spoken Ezekiel 23:25
naga nemba mateka agatali marunzi
get them lost you are not good
ebira ge mateka na kubera maramu
man through with no leave
iyo kuva kurubiribiri tiyaga ngako biwe bwali wabi bikubaya kimana bisobola mukorera
offering for sin for you can never work for him
yabiba wabu kuranga babi muremera ko
give them to them for they insisted on it
naye kuva kurubiribiri yali yawayo mwana we
he had offered his child
iranga alinde ebiro bituuke
and waited for souls to come
katifawa katife tukayana
the middle
we come back to wayo we are mbuzi
let's give gods
nabaga kale muwayo obunyonyi
bwe mwana be misiri nga bawayo you so being offered in Egypt
nagamba na hivyo bifananye
he said those are
bifananye byabiwe bwayo
shadows of offerings
nze ninachiwe bwayo changa
tenni I have my offering I'm bringing
kati fetwaro uzambuka tonda yali abiyagala nnyo
God wanted them so much
babitambulira mu emyaka
and we moved the years within them
najja kumrembegwa akabaka Daudi
at the ear of King David
iranga nabbi
and is a prophet
namuganje sibiyagala
told them I'm never loved them
najja mu Isaya na bakaba
kemi na Isaya told
them yani yabibasalira
who asked them to from you
okujjano nga muri nyirire mpiaza
come here trampling my temple
ndisiba salira
never asked
mumwabindega nga muri emisi
get and told me when you came from Egypt
mbumwaga na mukuwa
due to you wanted to offer
please anokwe unyen
can't you be surprised
era bantu banje bagani
medical say
muno generation iyo bamfulunore
mission funale
ebi ntwe biri yofe
is there
bibya mebiri biyebyo
mio but they are the ones
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Gwero zakatonda yekubanda bonaka basibyaga.
You think God contradicts and say I don't love him.
Atonda sebo. Tayinza kubanga yatuke mu maso.
Kuna ulinga tayagara. And if they never love him.
Okuva kurubirebira
byabyagara. From the beginning he never loved them.
Atusomeza Zaburi.
Let's read Psalms.
50.
Psalms 50.
Zaburi ya 50 lunyoro 5.
Psalms 50 verses 5.
Mukunganya abatukuvu bange awamu wendi. Abalagana endagano nange ne saddaka.
Balagana na yedi.
They covenanted with him when?
Ye yali alindaje bakole na ye endagano.
And when did he
nga ye wali
make a covenant? He avoided that.
Era mujukira Matayo.
Remember him in Matthew.
Ziti abiri mutano asatu.
Matthew 25:30.
Nokukira.
And down.
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus.
Wa maroku wayo. Saddaka yo mubiri
gwe. After he gave the sacrifice of his body.
Nagamba inu chichi webwayo
he said this is the offering
era kuno gwe musayi gwenda gano yange jenkoze na
jenkoze
na abanji
my people
ili matayo mleka ne
ajiji 26
abiri mukaga asatu yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
era gamanze mundetera abo benkoze na benda gano
abashigate ko bare I've made a covenant with don't breathe the rest
mulete benkoze na benda gano muchiwebwayo
you want to make a covenant with an offering
beba tukuvuba
they are my saints
kati jukira bwaba akole ndagane
eyo remember when he makes this covenant
agamba eno ndagane ndia
this is the new covenant
ye nkoze na
I have made with
rana abanji
and with the many
okuita musayi kuwa
through my blood
kati eri yeta ebyenda gane nkadde yamwe mwe
mulimu your old testament is upon you knowing about it
ngeri je mwawanga ye binyonyi bya mwe
how you give out your birds and your gods
Zaburi eyata no lunyolo mkaga
Psalms 50 verse 6
Neguru lili huliro butukirivu bwe kubanga katonda yemulamuzi yenyine muulire abantu bange nange nayogera gwe Isiraeli nange nakutegeza
tuli ku kitafa yogera nafe
on the father's name
with
the Lord Jesus
ayiti bwa Isiraeli yowada
all the real Israel
kusinzira mu rubere nya biri mu mwana
mubi
kuva
Exodus
uvanya abimwe mu nabiri mubiri
21 and 22
Isiraeli ategeza Yesu
Israel means Jesus
Wanga isa dikitegezo mwana wa katondo mbili
bili wewe. Israel is the firstborn child of the Lord.
Zaburi eyata no onyolo musango.
Psalms 50 verse 7.
Muulire abantu bange nange nayogera. Gwe Isiraeli nange nakutegeza. Nze katonda katonda wo. Siku nenyerwa sadaka zo.
Asagala kuloza nnyo kubya sadaka zo.
I don't want to speak so much of your sacrifice. No.
Wanga iranze sibyaga.
Well, never loved them.
Karugede maso.
Let's move on to here.
Zaburi ya 5 olunyiriri olomunana.
Psalms 50 verses 8.
Siku nenye lwa sadaka zo nebyokebwa byo biri mu maso gange bulijjo.
Ocha! And you born. Ne baraba
and I saw you. know what you're doing.
Tulimuzaburi ya tano, onye yoro muenda.
Psalms 50, verses 9.
Sidi jasedume mnyumba yo. Ne wankubadde embuzi ennume mu bisibo byo.
I don't want those things of yours. It's not me who gets them out of there.
Zaburi ya tano, olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Psalms 50, verses 10.
Kubanga buli nsolo ey'omu kibira yange.
Ebiri eri byonna byange.
You claim you give them to me.
Umulaba sibo kitabo.
You see the Father.
Okuva ku lubereberi
baamuwasi sibi yange. The beginning, what he gave.
Era bwe tunaakubuulira mu byawandiikibwa lwaki yabagamba weeyo
nga
bamaze okumulemerako
okimanya
mu Misiri baabadde
bawaayo
nabagamba muweeyo
byabwe
sibyagala
ente
zonna zange kumalundiro
gonna
munsiko yonna byonna
byange now I come ask them to give them to me look at you
siya
from the beginning and
everlasting.
God have given my sins. He already offered his son from the beginning.
And
he yet manifest him take away sins.
But the fact
insisted on him on the way from Egypt.
And
we told him the Egyptians are giving gods. You
are
giving birds. Even sheep. Never saw anyone offering.
Ask
yourself why. Even when he was offering the son. God, I don't know where he got the lamb. He was offering Jesus out.
He gave
the sign, take a lamb and sacrifice
it.
I don't want your things you give me. If I want to bring an offering to sacrifice, I can bring it. Is it you made all? But don't you ask yourself, why the Abrahams never offered, the Noahs, the Enoch, the Abels, the preaching Israel coming from Egypt, what happened in there?
Well,
the ones to thank, they used to give thanksgiving offerings. Right from Abel.
Kain, they gave
thanksgiving offerings to God. Those were in place. But these ones of the goat and the sheep for sin, what is it? You know demons. When you mess them up, they ask a sheep or a goat from you that they forgive you. And they got these things from Egypt. God told them, okay, if you want that, you do them. When you get tired. Psalms 50, verses 10.
Kubanga buli nsolo ey'omu kibira yange, n'ente ez'oku nsozi lukumi. Enyonyi zonna ez'oku nsozi nzimanyi.
What can you offer me?
Mbonsaba ku bundu bwa.
I ask of what's mine?
Byange.
They are mine.
Seta.
I don't need an offering of them to ask you.
Kubangora nechimwe chekumi tuchiwo.
Even the tithe give it.
Need to yachi.
But not he who eats it.
Akati ankubuje ichi.
Let me ask you a question.
Abashumba bitwala mukuru.
Pastors, do they take it to heaven?
He
said that his house never lacks food for that. In his people, his children. He is not onto that. But because he said, the one you did it for, you did it for me. The one you helped me. For he knows where his branches. He is true vine. Bring that. And they take them where? Good. Needs this? It goes if you fail to love your neighbor, how dare you claim you love God?
If you fail to give me help to God, how dare you
claim you're taking it to God? Robbery is in this world.
But
which was to help bring life. It's what is fronting and spearheading this.
It's
that unrighteousness has come from Jerusalem to spread the entire world.
umanya abantu abafayo ku byobulamu bwabwe
people who mind only of their lives
abafayo ku butuukirivu
never mind of righteousness
Zaburi esula ya 5 olunyole 10 olumu
Psalms 50 verse 11
Enyonyi zonna ezokunsozi nzimanyi n'ensolezo mu nsiko zange singa nnumu enjala sandi kubulidde kubanga ensi yange n'okujula kwayo
bintu byange byonna
they are all my things
bubusimanyi mutoolamu omuntu
yeah, you get out things to give me
mukama tukunyokereza abasaulirangoaisagweri
feel as you take that part
otosonyiwa ebibi
forgive us of our sins
yesu yebazi
praise jesus
zaburi ya 5 olunyi lwa 13
Psalms 50 verse 13
nze naalyanga ennyama eyaseddume oba naanywanga omusayi ogw'embuzi
ebyo byemusalira ani
gwemumanyi
owenga kala saddaka ey'okwebaza
ebiri biveeko ena weebaze mukama
go thank lord
ebyo byembuzi byomuzimanyi bikiobadde waayo
goats are you offering
biveeko genda weey'okwebaza
webale
mukama okuwaayo omwana we
thank you for giving your son jesus
Zaburi eya 5 olunyi lwa 14
Psalms 50 verse 14
Owenga Katonda esaddaka ey'okwebaza osasule ng'obweyamu obwo ali waggulu ennyo
nti bino by'oba okola weyama sasula
wayo saddaka y'okwebaza give an offering for thanksgiving
ebyo by'olowooza okuwaayo olw'ekibi tebigenda
kukola think to give for sin is not going to work
Yesu yebazibwa
praise Jesus
ye oluvannyuma lw'okuwaayo omwana wo
after offering his son
yakugamba kimu kati saddaka gy'olina okukolaeri
told you one thing the sacrifice you to do
menyeko omutima
you get heartbroken
era bonerera
and get contrite
ati nno olyoka oweeyo saddaka ennamu
and to give a living sacrifice okuweereza
okw'amagezi
is the ministration of wisdom
era bwe tunaagasiya ensonga
eyo if we broaden this issue
okusinziira mu zaburi ya 5
mwemu to Psalms 51
onyole 16
verse 16
zaburi esula ya 5 mwemu olunyiriri lwa 16
Psalms 51 verse 16
kubanga tosanyukira saddaka nakukuwadde ebiweebwayo ebyokebwa tebikuwoomera saddaka za katonda yemmeeme emenyese omutima ogumenyese era oguboneredde ayi katonda togugayenga
owulidde bulungi ebiweebwayo ebyokebwa
tabiyeetaaga it doesn't need that
naye ayagala omutima ogumenyese
a broken heart
era oguboneredde
and a contrite heart
era bw'okwasaganya abaruumi
if you connect Romans
esula 12
Romans 12
n'olusooka paka olw'okutaano
verses 1 to 5
ajja kugamba kati bw'omala okumenyeka n'okubonerera
you have to get broken contrite
ogenda kuwayo saddaka ey'okuweereza okw'amagezi
offer a sacrifice with wise ministration
yesu yeebazibwa
praise jesus
nga ovudde mu bino by'obadde owaayo olw'ekibisimanyikyebyo
maybe you've been offering for sin
era yakubuuza mu Isaya
and he asked me Isaiah
ani yabikusalira ebyo
pledged and asked you of the thing
akati netwebuuza
wekibuuzo now we ask a question there
ati ani yatugamba eri mu kuva
in Exodus
ne mubalevi ati muweeyo bino nebiri
give the things and the other
it's you
it was hardening of your heart
Musa kiyavabawe
Moses gave you those laws to follow
yo kuva kulubirebere sibo
jana but from the beginning it wasn't like that
mumo jukira kama afenga nyo
remember Jesus explaining that
kusina Matthew 19
Matthew 19
nti sibo chali okuva kulubirebere
it was from the beginning
gwalura byo kuva kulubirebere yani yali awayo sadaka nalayo norwechi
any gift any other sacrifice for sin
yatuka wakati mkubwa ne
rich tabula middle in the way they troubled them
nitukopa kopa ebintu by'emisi
copy things of Egypt
yesu yebazi
praise jesus
katugende kwa mu Isaya tuite mwangu
na Isaya
Isaya sura soka
Isaiah chapter 1
tutaanze na rukumu
we begin from verse 10
Isaya sura soka onyirwa 10
Isaiah 1 from verse 10
muwulire ekigambo kya Mukama mwe abafuga Sodoma mutegwa okutwa eri amateeka ga Katonda waffe mwe abantu ab'e Gomola zigasa ki saddaaka zammwe enkumu ze munsalira bw'ayogera Mukama nzikuse endiga ennume enjoki n'ebiweebwayo n'amasavu g'ensolo ensibe so sisanyukira musayi gwa nte newankubadde ogw'abaana b'endiga newankubadde ogw'embuzi emmandwa bwe mujja okulabika mu maaso gange ani yabasalira kino okulinyiriranga empya zange
nabagambako
mujja wano mubyokyeyo
God is
a very wise man.
He
never wants to wait for a moment. And he says, okay, look at what they are offering. As he comes to warn you, many have died within it by hardening of their hearts. He said in Isaiah, I've never asked this from you.
He
told them to us, Moses, it's you who insisted on him.
You
wanted to burn things like the Egyptians.
He first
came in Ezekiel 20,
23, 25.
He said, for you rejected my laws. In the 10 laws and commands, did you see offerings of burning? Those that rejected them began to kill,
and
broke laws they had given them.
The Lord said,
it's not a peace-giving offering. What? Okay, give it.
But
do you think they got peace? He told them, who asked you to come with them here? And who asked this from you? That's why he calls them images. In Hebrews, those are shadows of the original. He knew the original is Jesus. You know the images of Egypt, they had them. Give your images and shadows.
As
you bring this person to police, you bring their photo, he is here. He first wonders whether you praise
the fucking
God. Are you being sanity in your head?
I told you to bring this person
here at the police station. And you look for their photo.
Police.
You bring it to the police.
Oh,
he
no.
is here.
Police think
the police have to first arrest you and take you even today. They take you to the centers where they take care of the mad people. For you are a very mad person.
You
bring another.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Let's
move on.
Isaiah 1
verse 13.
Temuletanga na tebitone vitalimu. Obubani wa mzizo jendi.
Yate mahali babuocha.
And you are burning the incense.
Let
them make an altar.
Let them buy
the incense over
the rich.
My son to bring an offering before me in heaven.
That
they burn, let them burn their things down there. Jesus reached to offer, he took the sacrifice in heaven.
These ones
brought their things and God was watching them.
You love
so many things of Egypt. You are in the shrine. Are you there? When they tell you marry this person, you don't want the person. Or get married to this one, you don't want the person. You can just agree, but
maybe
it for my mother. But you reach there and you begin to regret it. And you begin to regret the wife
of
the man.
Mother,
that put a curse upon me. But the person I've given is
a curse.
But because they post in those words,
But
you don't want that thing.
Now,
we got things going and we insisted on giving him. And he left them many hours.
In my
head, he told them, what are you giving me? Did I ask them from you? Those incense, why burn them? Now the priest is burning incense and he's whistling. He looks at him and says, look at this one. No brains at all.
Isaiah esule soka unyirwa 13.
Isaiah 1 verse 13.
Nemyeze jibonese ne sabbit.
Ate bino byaberanga otubadde sabbit.
We had the Sabbath of burning this.
Omwezi guno.
The month, this month is for this.
Nze nabi.
I've never.
Nabagamba ko mu mwezi gwe jeje mukora akabaka.
This month make an incense.
Ebi mwa bijja mesi. Where did he get this? Kubanga mwako peri mu mwezi gwe kuti bakola bweba.
There every month they had special thing they did. You insist on me. It was hardening of your hearts. Things of the old, you mix them in the new generation. Jesus told them in the
old.
They don't get old skin. And put in new wine. You don't speak things of those ends here.
They don't
get all that patch on the new one. You get from the Egypt, you patch them on the commands of God. Like they have been offering there.
Wait
for God to tell you what he wants. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 13.
Emyezi egibonese ne sabbiiti okuyitako amakuŋŋaaniro sisobola butali butuukirivu na nkuŋŋaana za ddiini.
He said, you are in something which you have held as a norm.
Lwe mujja,
anytime you come,
manyi kusoma mirembe Mary.
You know to read Hail Mary.
Isaiah esule soko onyirwa 14.
Isaiah 1:14.
Emyezi gyammwe egibonese n'embaga zammwe zirangiddwa obulamu bwange bubikyawa.
Obubagabaga obuli eyo munaga ne kadde obumanyi.
Out there you know them.
Obumanyi bulungi.
You know them.
Bungi obubaga mukola kabaga kwezi kuno. Myaka
mwezi. This month, this year, every season.
Naga mwabijja Misiri nze nabi.
Got it from Egypt.
Sibiyingizanga kona mutima. N'obulamu bwange bwennyini. Bubikyawa.
My head sits.
Jukira obulamu bweye mwoyo
moto. Remember his life is the Holy Spirit.
When he speaks,
it speaks of the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit was in us, he wondered. Questions I felt copying at the entering
me.
For I have to appear like him. For he's the Father. Is there anyone who doesn't want to appear like his Father? You know, even the girl children say, if I wish I would resemble the Father. And you begin to feel good
of him.
If they say you don't want to look like the Father in heaven, look at how you look and what you do. Isaiah
1
verse
14.
Kwe
kutega na jendi.
Another is burning incense.
I said,
I don't want this body
to
be me. No, come, not come.
Isaiah 1
verse
14. Era bwe munaayanjalanga engalo zammwe n'abakwekanga amaaso gange.
Manyi katonda oba okola ebintu ngo tonda kubikulirwa. Asoka nakulekera mbere. Leaves you with that ignorance. And he helps you a little. If he reveals you, and you insist on it, you call him again, he no more appears.
kangubulire obadde osiga nsigo olumu n'oyita mukama
n'akuyambaobadde
owayekibereberenomala gamukabira n'agamba
kaliamuyambe
naye kasita oba obiwulidde okuva
ddamubisigojalaba
kubanga era olwedi wabonerera
ddalwaliomwoyo
bwe yasooka okwogera naawe naye bino byosiga byebiti n'ogaana okuwulira mulimu mmwe abawulira n'eddoboozi ly'omwoyo ngaamusiga
biki
muga musumba agambyeate eddoboozi likugamba
eryomuntuoi
omuntu kuvunaakuliddamu
okwemuate
ebiribiribinaye kambiweyo musumba
yabigamba
era n'olumutu wamuwakanya
argued with him.
And we argued
with the Holy Spirit.
Add
the scriptures to prove us more. Whether what he spoke is right.
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 15.
That's where we learn to pray. What many words. Like 4 hours of prayer, 12 hours, born again is playing. God is not hearing. Let's get okay. And we see an example. For we
say
the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Tell me the prophet who spoke all those hours and is praying.
Era
and
when I njabulo
you and him,
mufanagana muko
wati, are you alike at all or not?
Nabi ajao na abagamba enkuba tegeda
from Jesus is not going to reign. Except
ne emyaka 7
ne kitu. 3.5 years.
That's how
leye ba. Come and come. But no, it's bread. The rain. It's not money. And it's wasting it. Lo abende.
Bali abasaja bali bakwata
amateka. Men held on God's laws.
Ayogera buongezi.
Speaks.
Peter
finds you. Hurry your bed and walk.
But
today God
is
and
not afraid.
Okay. Now prophets, all that pastor,
as you pass
that miracle, and intercessors are put on ground and intercepted, and they are
witches.
Miracles. They would never eat food. I hear they're sitting.
But who
fasted for a prophet to work miracles? Look in the Bible.
Who
fasted for a prophet to come work miracles? Did he have fast people
who worked
for him? Or intercessors for him? Let's see things as they're in the Bible.
We want to see them as
they are moving in this generation. Which prophet had intercessors for him? And they pray for him that he get powers to heal. The prophets who fasted for him, where are they? Even prayers, how long they pray for them? They just spoke. Go see, put deep yourself in the river, you'll be healed. These men are amazing.
Later,
bring jerrycans. You gather them here. You got the neighbors, gather more. And you put jerrycans and they're filling them with oil.
Lord, arise,
show yourself. You know, I'll tell you the problem happened last.
How busy
got them from the shrines, most of them.
You
know, people in the shrines, they pray as they shake their heads. The demons are upon them, even shaking the tablets in them, and they are shaking. As the demons are ripening, and they throw the tablets off. That is why you
say,
I want that the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you hold the Bible and you throw it. The Spirit has arrived. The Spirit forgets you're holding God's word, and he falls on you, and you throw the Bible, and the Bible is falling off.
Maybe
demons who come and fall on you. But the Spirit forgets you're holding
you, and you
throw it off.
That means it's not
the same spirit who leads.
And
the one who led David to write the Psalms. For as he was to write the Psalms, the Spirit will be upon him.
He's trying to
control the Spirit is moving.
He
is troubling.
You
know, things of Chinese days. Some of them are so amazing.
Sounds
when he had the Spirit of the Lord. But this one,
you
don't understand when it comes in you.
If you wrote
the Psalms, how will we have read it? Yeah?
The shrines
let them get out of charge. That when the Spirit comes on you, you shake and you lose control.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
But
in brief, brethren,
part
of us
know
truth of the Scripture.
I
want
to
summarize. Let's read Hebrews.
The rest we shall
see next Sunday. Hebrews 9,
23.
Hebrews 9, 23. Kale ebifaananyi byebyo eby'omugulu kyabigwanira okunaazibwa n'ebyo. Naye
katuvire ddala ku lwabiri.
Let's get from verse 20.
Beebulaniya essula ya mwenda onyolo abiri.
Hebrews 9 from verse 20.
Ng'ayogera nti guno gwe musaayi gw'endagaano Katonda gye yabalagira. Era nate eweema n'ebintu byonna eby'okuweereza n'abimansirangako omusaayi bw'atyo. Era mu mateeka kubula katono ebintu byonna okunaazibwa n'omusaayi. Era wataba kuyiwa musaayi tewaabaawo kusonyiyibwa. Kale ebifaananyi by'ebyo eby'omugulu kyabigwanira okunaazibwa n'ebyo. Naye eby'omugulu byennyini okunaazibwa ne ssaddaaka ezisinga ezo. Kubanga Kristo teyayingira mu kifo ekitukuvu ekyakolebwa n'emikono ekyafaanana ng'ekyo ekyamazima. Naye mu ggulu mwennyini okulabika kaakano mu maaso ga Katonda ku lwaffe. So si kwewangayo emirundi mingi nga kabona asinga obukulu bw'ayingira mu kifo ekitukuvu buli mwaka n'omusaayi ogutali gugwe. Kubanga kyandimugwanidde okubonaabonanga emirundi mingi okuva ku kutondebwa kw'ensi. Naye kaakano omulundi gumu ku nkomerero y'emirembe alabise okuggyawo ekibi olw'okwewangayo yennyini.
Saddaaka zonna olw'ebibi
omanyi
baalinga bawaayo ebintu
nga
ne bw'oba ogenze mu nsonga
oba olina
okugenda sitebo ne weerukuza
omala
ennaku ng'oli eyo
nga
musanvu
like 7
tolinnya mu maaso g'abasabato bintu byali
bizibu.
Now,
things like that, offering for sin, those funny reasons, he decided to wrap them up. Offering for sin
anything
there. And he offered himself up. Offering himself from the creation of heaven and earth.
He
decided to appear in the latter days. In Revelation 13:8, it says, Christ Jesus
was
slain from the creation of heavens and earth. Revelation
13:8.
From creation of heaven and earth, the Father had offered him up. Revelation 13:8. He offered him from the creation of heaven and earth. That's why John 3:16. He doesn't speak of the present language. He speaks in the past language. For God so loved the world. When? From the beginning. Any offering,
he
gave up his only begotten son. When he loved the world, he would have said,
now
God has loved the world, and he's offered his son. But he says, for God so loved, he loved it long and he offered him up.
If
you read the Bible language, you don't realize this.
tetusobola kumanya biro na
biseeranayeomwoyowamukamaali
wamu
naffespirit of the lord is with us
okutubikulira ebigambo
bya to reveal us the words of god
nga bwe yasuubiza
like he promised
mungeri esula esookonyolwabimuesaproverbs
1:23
bwe munakkiriza okunenya
kwa if you accept my rebuke
n'abayiwako omwoyo wange
pour my spirit upon you
anabaleetera okutegeera ebigambo
he will draw you to understand my words
tumanye omwoyo wa mukama bwajja
but we know where spirit of god comes
bikola batume mu 8
acts 1:8
omwoyo bw'alijja ku mmwe alibawana amaanyi takuwa kutegeera butegezi
byawan'amaanyi
agagenda okuyimirizaawo ekigambo
kyayesu
kati ekiriwo kiri
bwekiti
bino byonna embuzi kibagenda obuwaayo nga ye yawaayo
dd
omwana we
alinda
bulinzi mu nnaku zajje akati bye bawaayo awo
wakati
yatunuuliranga
he just looked at them. I'm not interested in them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Jesus.
We saw church moving on offering in the Old Testament. Even now, like the Muslims,
they still
offer unto God. You know what God? What's done there surprises us.
Even the
God is not on the standard.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
Jesus was to offer himself all days.
He
started to appear in the latter days.
So
the Father offered it from the beginning. And he got to be the firstborn of all creations. That's why there's no first fruit you can offer.
His
first fruit given up from the beginning. That was the shadow which was in place.
All those
you call peace offering.
Was the
peace offering.
Like
we shall move on to get explained. Let's enter in Hebrews 10. Prepare,
we
are going to be praying. God is together with us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
are going to repeat two words. The offerings were given out in ignorance.
So
ask him, have mercy and forgive us. That accepts us.
And
the offerings we gave.
So
we began to prepare things right today.
Most of you
gave tithes in the offerings.
Answer
as the scripture says.
Ndi mubiwaayo.
When you give them,
munalaba ogubulako we kuteekebwa.
Blessing we see have room for it.
Tetwakiraba.
We never saw that.
Kubanga Mukama teyasiima.
God was not pleased.
Naye ku burundi kuno.
But this time,
katwendenya.
As we repent,
tugenda kuba tumusaba atuddise omukisa.
Ask him restore that blessing.
Ogwedda bitwaze tuwaayo
byonna. All ten of things we
offer. Atubale n'okuva emabega n'okutuuka leero.
Count from the past time to
today. Kale alimu obutabibalanga bwe yandibadde
akola. That we never ignore them as we would have.
Hebrews 10 verse 1.
Hebrews 10 verse 1.
Kubanga amateeka we galina ekisiikirize eky'ebirungi ebyali bigenda okujja, so si kifaananyi kyennyini eky'ebigambo, ne ssaddaaka ezitajjulukuka ze baawaayo obutayosa buli mwaka buli mwaka, tebayinza ennaku zonna okutuukiriza abo abaazisemberera.
Owulidde ekyaliwo?
You hear what happened? They were shadows, not originals. And none of them got clean. They who got clean what they do.
They
possess faith and believe in the word of God. And the word of God, that is the Lord Jesus. Even Abraham gave them. The Bible says, Genesis
15,
the word of the Lord appeared to Abraham. Abraham called him, O Lord. And he believed Jesus is Lord.
When
John
1:14,
the same word came unto us.
When
he clothed the flesh.
And
when we believe him.
We
are forgiven and we are cleansed.
But
Jesus himself. They who believe in the word of God. But the sacrifice. None of them got
cleansed.
They enter heaven by sacrifice. For sin.
Kankubuulire muganda wange.
Tell your brethren.
Lekera okuzimula omusayi gwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
The blood of Jesus.
Olowooza nti ojja kukola ebibi byo oweeyo saddaaka
y'okusiiba. Do your sins and offer sacrifice before giving.
Bw'oba osule ku kugondeko.
Or you sleep.
Ku seminti.
On the floor in your
era mbu Mukama alyoke akusonyiwe.
God will forgive you.
Totawaananga.
Never waste time.
Ky'olina okukola.
What you have to do.
Bonerera mu mutima gwo.
Be contrite in heart.
Era menyeka.
And break.
A person who is broken, I give you an example. Always climb a story building up. Climb in your dream up there and see yourself falling from the story building and see where they will tell us I'll never climb again. You'll break. Even though you never tell us you'll never do that, you shall know you can't do that. Even though you don't tell us you're caught right, I regretted it. You have regretted never to do that. Imagine you're climbing the tall tree and you fall from up there. You will have broken very well. The person broken has no ability to resume what he did. But the Lord, I repent because I've been having it. Even you have made an appointment with another. Have you gotten caught right? First, no matter what you do.
Beblania esula ya 10 onyolo kubiri.
Hebrews 10 verses 2.
Kubanga tezandirekeddwayo kuwebwayo. Kubanga basinza bwebamala okunazibwa ddala omulundi ogumu. Tebandi badde nakweteerako kibina te.
Naye bibi byabalemerako.
But the sins insisted on them. And they resumed them. And there was no strength. For the blood of Jesus, it is the Holy Spirit Himself. First John chapter 5, verse 7. In the Luganda version, English is verse 8. King James version. That the blood, the water, and the Spirit, they all agree. Because the blood of Jesus, the Spirit Himself, remains in us convicting sin. It's not upon the blood of goats and sheep.
But
the sacrifice you not to steal. Does know that.
Blood
of Jesus, the Spirit Himself.
It's
the water which cleanses. It's the words we read.
When
we speak somewhere, the words I say unto you, they are spirit and
life.
Both
don't
to cleanse us. Convicting sin, righteousness, and judgment.
The
blood of Jesus is powerful. Now, you've been forgetting.
If
you covered it upon your house, upon your
business,
animals and your business.
It's moment
the blood was not brought to cover those things, but to cleanse you and to speak better words of your life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you want to see, they watch over your work, call the angels.
Stop
the blood would be cheap like that. I cover your call, my
business.
I cover myself with the blood of Jesus.
Did
it come to cover you? Or to cover your sins? What's the upside down?
What do you
cover your sins? Are you cover it rather on your body and your business?
Send
angels watch over your work. Separate the worthful from the worthless. The blood of Jesus is more precious, which brought us.
You
can't even compare it.
Hebrews 10
verse 3.
Naye mwezi omulimu okujjukizanga ebibi buli mwaka buli mwaka. Kubanga tekiyinzika omusaayi gw'ente nnume n'embuzi okujjako ebibi.
No matter what you do.
Ngajja mu nsi kyava ayogera nti saddaka n'ebiweebwayo teyabyagala naye wanteekerateekera omubiri tewasiima ebyokebwa ebiramba n'ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi ne ndyoka njogera nti laba nzize mu muzingo gw'ekitabo ekyampandiikwako okukola by'oyagala ayi Katonda.
Owulidde Mukama waffe Yesu bye yagamba.
What Jesus said.
Bwe yamala nti Katonda ebintu biri bye baajingajingawo eby'emisiri
tabyagala.
N'agamba wa?
He said now.
Kangende kola okwagala kukuba. Wayagala okuva mu lubiribiri.
You wanted from the beginning.
Wayagala neweyo.
What did I offer myself?
Kangende.
Let me go.
Nzize okukola by'oyagala ayi
Mukama. Do your will, O Lord.
Ati ye okuva ku lubiribiri yali yamuwaayo.
Beginning he offered him.
Kakati bino bye baakola akola wakati
awo. This they did in the middle.
He said, I'll never love
them until you get away and go.
And the
spirit has been in Psalms
15.
He says, fulfill your pledge.
You
vowed you're going to go die for people. Now you are right here. Instead of going and
coming,
I'm ready to take you in the womb of Mary. The Spirit reminds me of you vow to die for your people. Go. Oh, I take you. I feel I want to take you from the people
that
are troubling me. They don't end to do sins.
You know, he
contended with us from Genesis 6.
And he got tired of us.
And he went to tell him, fulfill your vow. You know what people give, you know, he doesn't want it. The father doesn't need them. Go offer yourself. Explain them that the child can set you free.
But when
John
8,
the Spirit said, if the child sets you free, shall be free indeed. If you do sins, you are slaves to that evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's finish here. Hebrews 10 verses 8.
Bwayogera waggulu nti saddaka n'ebiweebwayo n'ebyokebwa ebiramba n'ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi tewabyagala so tewabisiima ebyo bye biweebwayo ng'amateeka bwe gaali.
Just as the laws were. Honor the blood of Jesus.
Don't
just see trusting in an offering which can take away your sin. That's
when
you fail to go to heaven born again. And you've been in the church, you've got from the body, and they throw you in hell. And you say, Jesus, what's wrong? I was born again.
But
you sinned as you told me. And you told me you fasted that your sacrifice cleanses you. You abandoned your bed, you slept on the floor, that you get cleansed. You did get cleansed. You
sent
my blood. Don't waste time, my brethren.
Abantu
bangi, many people, many pastors, let's enter into fasting. That God has mercy on us. That's not a sacrifice. Friends, if anyone refuses to enter fasting,
for
there's a free will fasting,
the fasting for sin
is not proclaimed upon people forcefully.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The person has to be feeling it.
For
repentance comes from a person's heart.
Talk
from the situation which has been in the past. Where kings captured hearts of all people. And they decide for them. Like in the era of the Ninevites. They took it to the king. And committed to serve the king.
In
all time. And when he says we are fasting, we all fast.
After saying
that the person believes in his heart, they left it upon each person's heart.
No,
where people gave
to Jezebel
and she gave them food. God is not like that.
Hebrews 10 verses 9. Yes,
praise Jesus.
Don't think
I'm going to give a sacrifice. Give me peace. I will be peace with God. Hebrews 10 verse 10.
Mwebyo byayagala twatukuzibwa olw'okuwaayo omubiri gwa Yesu Kristo omulundi ogumu.
Mulundi gumu.
Once. There is no second time.
na buli kabona ayingi ayimirira mu buli lunaku ngaweereza ngawaye mirundi emingi saddaka ezitajjulukuka ezitayinza kujjako bibi emirembe gyonna naye oyo bwe yamala okuwaayo saddaaka emu olw'ebibi okutuusa emirembe gyonna n'alyoka atula ku mukono gwa ddyo gwa Katonda ng'alindirira oluvannyuma abalabe be okufuusibwa entebe y'ebigere bye
yawaayo
saddaaka
bonna abatuukirira atudde ku mukono ogwa ddyo gwa
Kitaffe
bw'oba oyagala akwegayirirewo ng'okosa ensobi
yonnamumanyi
okusinira biri mu Peter
ekyokubiri
ali mu kutwegayirirawo olina kusinzira mu musaayi gwe
kuba
n'ekitaffe talina kyakumugamba nti oyawaddeyo saddaaka
bwetiayinamugaoba
omusaayi gwagwayikagwoyo musonyiwe kuba wuyambeye nsa omutima abonerere takyaddamu kati ate yesu omugamba nze
nsiibyewokati
agambe kitaffe
omwana
asiibye n'akuwa saddaaka
y'okusiibye
naye yesu
sikutegeagamba
omusaayi
gwegutkati
biki byozza okwegayirawo abantu
baosimanyi
babasiibyebalese
saddaakamanyi
wali waasuze wansi
manyi
taata
nze
yesu kati mbadde
ngamomuntuoyosaddaaka
gyakuwadde
emala omutokozi
nakugamba dde
nakugamba
sibyagala
njagala gwewewe
waliwo obwegaliza obusobola okgenda
mumaatuyimuke
ku bigeretusaasibi kuba bingi byetukoze yesu ne tumulemesa n'engeri
gyatusabirawo
musajja ebyo tabyagalamulemere ku musaayi
gwange
wali bikole biri omenyeko omutima obonerere
singenda
mugamba olw'omusaayi
gwange
munange sonyiwa kuba kagirobulaba era
abonerere
okusiiba oko kwasiibye amenye
eseera
avudde ku buliri bwe n'asula awo naye avuddeyo kubanga agambye takyayagala kukola bibi
olw'omusaayi
gwange mukukuze era akkiririza
musaayo
naye byobadde owaayo nga naye
yesuabuzaobanmugamba etyataata
kitafumiriza ebintu byonna tokugulumiza tokuddiza ekitibwa n'ettendo kabaka wa kabaka era nga ssebo katonda afumiriza ebintu byonna tukkiriza nga yigwe mukama atuyigiriza okugasa tukwebaza olw'akaseera kaleero aye katonda afumiriza ebintu byonna kubanga otuyigiriza nnyo nnyini okugasa nga bweyogera mu Isaaya 8:17 tufunye omugaso gw'amaanyi nnyo olw'okumanya ebiweebwayo ebyaggibwawo n'ebyo ebiriwo ayi katonda ffe era ng'otugambye omubuulize essula eyo ey'okutaano nti abawaayo saddaaka nga tebaagala kuwulira kigambo kyo ayi katonda ffe era nga tebalina magezi saddaaka zaabwe za muzizo mukama tuzze gy'oli nga tukwenenyezera nga tukwetondera kubanga bingi bye tuwuliddeku ebyo ebiweebwayo abantu lwe baawangayo ne batafaayo ku kumanya n'okukutegeera so nga bazikira olw'okubula okumanya era newankubadde nga wayogera ku ebyo oyogera nti obulamu butagwokwe kumanya gwe katonda omuwa amazima ne kristo yesu gwewatuma tusaba osonyiwe era obutali butuukirivu bwonna n'okusobya kwonna bingi bye twakola ayi katonda ffe ebyogeddwako byosomesezza olwaleero era ng'oyigiriza sebo katonda ffe nga bw'otuyigiriza kubanga twazze ku lusozi lwo nga bwe kiri mu Mikka essuula eri ey'okuna ayi katonda ffe ogamba nti abatukuvu bo era abaana bo balijja ku lusozi lwo okuyigirizibwa katonda waabwe naffe twazze ggwe otuyigirize ng'oyita mwoyo we omutukuvu gwe watuma osinzira mu batume osinzira mu Yokaana esula 12:6 oyogera ku mwami mutukuvu nti bw'alijja alituyigiriza byonna era alitusomesa byonna naye ffe bennyini tubadde ebibi ebyo mwasinzira okuyigiriza ayi kabaka ba kabaka nga bweyayogera mu bakolisi ekisooka esula 3:17 nemumanyi nga muli yeekaalu y'omwoyo wa Katonda era weewaawo mukama bakolisi ekisooka esula 6 egamba tuli bakozi wamu naye mukama tuyimiridde okwogera ebigambo ebyo ng'omwoyo bw'atukuluŋŋamya era bw'atukulemberamu tusaba osonyiwe era osaasire ekibiina ky'abantu bo era ezadde ryo abaana bo mu nsi yonna katonda affe abadde baziimudde omusaayi gwo ogubala ng'ogutatukuza era ayi katonda affe omuyiza ebintu byonna osaasire kubanga baliyo nga beemulugunya era nga babonaabona olw'ebingi ebibatuuseeko tusaba kabaka ba kabaka osooke okutukkiriza ffe bennyini okkirize n'ebyo byetuwangayo ayi katonda affe ebyasooka ayi katonda kabaka ba kabaka omuyiza ebintu byonna twawulira wali mu luberebere essula ey'okuna nga ogamba inaokkiriza abeli n'ekiweebwayo kye so wagaana kayini n'ekiweebwayo kye mukama osooka okukkiriza abantu bo tuva oyogedde tusooka tuwe okuwaayo nga tumaze okumanya n'okutegeera ebyo bye tuwaayo bingi bye tutegedde era bye tukyeyongera okutegeera so bakabaka ba kabaka era nga tukusaba otusomye ku luno olw'omusaayi gwa yesu twagenda tuziimuula nga tuwayo saddaaka endala zonna olw'ebibi so nga watugamba emirundi mingi nga tewabyagala era nga ssebo twali twakoppa enkola z'emisiri ne tujja tuzigattikanya ne tukwasaganya ebyo ne tubigattamu ebyo by'oyagala naye okuva ku lubeerebere tewabyagala era otugambye mu Isaaya oyogera nti ani yabibasalira aye Katonda afumiza ebintu byonna mu Isaaya emu 10 n'okukkirira era nti bwe tujja mu mpya zo okuzirinyiya n'ebyo era otugambye mu Zabbuli eya 5 oyogera nti ani zisaddume zonna n'embuzi ku nsozi miwanvu ne wonna mu nsi yonna n'okujjula kwayo bibyo era wandiyagadde wandibadde oyagala okulya wantusabye mukama si bwe gwali naye bwe wayagala ensi n'okwayo n'owaayo omwana wo yokaana emu 13:16 wamuwaayo dda gamba kiri mu kubikulu esula eri ey13:8 wamuwaayo okuva kutonda bakweggoona ensi era mukama tovaamulabisa mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma naba otugambe bulani esula ey'omwenda 9:3 aye kabaka tusaba osaasira osonyiwa obutali butuukirivu bwonna okusonyiwa okusobya kwonna n'okulinnyira omusayi gw'omwana wo gaba oyogedde embulani ya 10:11 ng'oyogera tikibonerezo kikyali gwanira oyo alinnyira omusayi gw'omwana wa Katonda n'agubala ng'okutamutukuza kama twagubala bingi era twawaayo saddaaka olw'ekibi endala ezitali musayi gwa mwana wo so nga yaguwaayo emirembe gyonna okutukuza abo abatukuzibwa era abamaliridde okwenenya ekibi n'okukireka tova otusaba esaddaaka ey'okubonera n'okumenyeka mu mitima ng'osinziira mu Zabbuli eya 5:1 oyogera nti saddaaka ya Katonda ayo omwoyo w'amazima ng'ogyogerako ng'ogamba saddaaka ya Katonda emmeeme emenyese n'omutima ogubonerede era watutegeeza Baruumi esula 12 ng'oyogera nti mweyo saddaaka zammwe nnamu kwe kuweereza okw'amagezi naffe leero mukama tukusaba okkirize nga tutanuna okuweereza mu mawanga nga tuwulira enjiri abantu bonna kuweereze ne saddaaka ezitukudde era zisaanidde kale osaasire ezitatte eryo mukama mu nsi yonna nga tusinziira mu ggwanga lyaffe erya Uganda eryayitibwa okuteekateeka okudda kwa mukama waffe Yesu okw'okubiri ng'anona abatukuvu be okubazaayo mu kibuga kya Katonda Yerusaalemu eky'omuggulu kale mukama olw'amawanga gonna era nga tusinziira mu new generation eno gye bateekawo olw'okumanya okujjudde okutukuza abantu bo n'okubaleetera okubaza balekerawo okuzikirira tusaba osonyiwa abantu bo abakuyayanira era abira mu mawanga gonna ag'omu nsi kale nga balabye ennaku n'okudaaga kungi olw'ebigambo ebitateredde era ebitaliimu kuyigiriza abantu abaayigiriza abataasooka kutuula wootesezza ebigambo baba kiri mu Yeremiya 23:18 oyogera nti ani yali atudde mukama waatesezza ebigambo n'abyetegereza n'abimaakirwa osonyiwe era osaasire obutali butuukirivu bwaffe n'okusobya okw'emirembe emingi kubanga ffe ne bajjajjaffe ne bakitaffe tuzze tulinyira omusayi gw'omwana wo era nga tukubalanga nga tetukubalanga saddaaka etutukuza kale nga tuwaayo ebirala byonna bye tusanze twawaayo saddaaka okuleeta emirembe gye tuli so nga saddaaka yaweebwayo okuleeta emirembe era wamukyusa okubeera ekiweebwayo ekibereberye mu bereberye byonna kale n'ojja ebibereberye bye tuwawangayo ne tutayinza mukama okutuukiriza okupaanya naawe n'okubalansinga mizaani zemu eby'ekumi n'ebiweebwayo ng'ekiragiro kyo bwe kiri era n'okwebazanga kwatulema aye Katonda waffe omwesigwa n'obweyamo waffe gwabeeranga bwakifuula nnenge era mukama tusaba olusanyuwe osaasire mukama ojjukire gye twawangayo okusooka aye Katonda waffe ebiri mu bimu eby'ekumi ebitabalansingibwanga kale otugattaganye mukama okwasaganye kw'omulembe guno bwe guli otuyigirize naffe tunaabeera mu makuba g'omukama era tunaayiga aye kabaka kale otujjukize ebiragiro byo naffe tubitambuliremu tukwegayiridde osinzire mu ggulu otunule aye Katonda waffe era n'ekigambo kyo mukama waffe Yesu kale gwe yatuma omwoyo omutume mu masekati gaffe okutugabirira n'okugulawo omukisa gwaffe ogw'ebimu eby'ekumi n'ebiweebwayo bye twakaza okuwaayo mukama onnaku nnyingi si nnyingi nnyo ebibadde bijja bitandise okutuukirira kale otuyambeko n'okutuukirira sebo kabaka tuddize omukisa gw'obwange kalisa ebikolwa by'abatume mu ssula ey'okuna ne batabulawo ne wabulawo mukama ne watabawo n'omwe yeetaaganga kubanga wabawanga babawaayo naawe ne bagabirwa buli omu nga bwe yeetaaga n'obongerayongerangako mukama ne bajjuza era ne bajjuza amawanika gaabwe buli omu n'abeera n'ebyo n'abeera n'emmere n'abeera n'ebyeyeetaaga byonna otusonyiwe ng'ekkanisa mu nsi yonna otuddize omukisa gw'ekkanisa ogutaliiko obuyinike naye tubadde bingi tulabye bingi n'okwetaaga kungi bwe tulabye emikisa giriko obuyinike gye tukoleredde ennyo n'okusiba okungi n'okusiga okungi n'okuwaayo ennyo okusiba n'okwebonereza mukama emikisa egyo gye twalaba gyaliko obuyinike era ne twasanyukamu ne bannaffe okubawanga n'okugabana nabe mu ebyo kubanga mukama twabifuna n'obuyinike bungi twabifuna n'okusiba kungi twabifuna mukama n'okusiga kungi kale tulyoka tugamba bannaffe tinabo basobole okulabika nga basiga nabo bakiyitemu bakiwulire ne twasobola kugabana nabo ne twasobola kubayamba kubanga mukama abaafuna baayita mu buzibu aye Katonda waffe omwesigwa naye kuluno mukama ozze omukisa gwaffe okutaliiko obuyinike tufune mukama nga tetumaze
kubonabona kati tumaze kudaga nga bwatuyita mu Matayo esula ekumi n'emu abiri mu ttaano paka asatu bweyita bonna abakooye n'abazitoowereddwa mukama obawummuze tusaba otuwummuze ayi kabakabakabaka tujjeeko obuyinike tujjeeko okubonaabona kwagala kuyigira ku ggwe kubanga oli muteefu oli muwombeefu ayi mukama waffe yesu weebale mukama kubanga okkiriza okutusaasira weebale mukama kubanga okkiriza okutusonyiwa ayi kabakabakabaka osonyiwe okomyewo essanga ery'obulokozi bwo mu kkanisa yo kubanga twawulira omwoyo mutukuvu ng'ayogera mu zabbuli eyataanu mu kkumi na bbiri ti mukama oziriza essanyu ery'obulokozi onyweze n'omwoyo w'eddembe mukama tuwe ku ssanyu ery'obulokozi mukama omuntu bw'alogoka yandisinkanye essanyu naye tulabye ennaku nnyingi tulabye okubonaabona tulabye emirimu nga giggwawo tulabye mukama nga tusiga naye nga tebiivaayo tulabye nga tuwaemu ab'ekkumi naye nga tewali kkulaakulana tulabye nga tudde emabega mukama tulabye nga tuliko ekivube mukama sibukobakobakobako tukomewo gy'oli ssebo omutonzi waffe nanyini buyinza mu linnya erya mukama waffe yesu aye omwoyo ng'otukulembeddemu tukwenenyesa okkiriza okutusaasira okkiriza okutusonyiwa aye kabakabakabaka kale omwoyo w'amazima okkiriza okutwegayirawo kubanga tumanyi kusaba nga bwe kitugwanidde balumi esula omunaana aye katonda waffe omwesigwa naye tuzze gy'oli otukulemberemu aye yesu omwegayirizi bulijjo tubadde twebuusa lwaki tetwegayirawo mukama n'atusaasira kubanga kyakuwandiikibwako mu mpita ekyokubiri esula ey'okusatu n'olomunaana paka n'okukiira oyogera nti oli ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa kitaffe otwegayirawo naye mukama wabulwako kubanga twawanga saddaaka endala ey'ebibi ate nga naye wawaayo endala newabula n'engeri gy'obikwasaganyamu naye mukama tusaasire olwaleero wabeewo oli musadde obozira mukama waffe yesu otwagayirewo eri kitaffe oddemu okutwanjula kubanga oyogera mu Matayo esula ekumi oyogera mukama asatu mubi n'okukiira bwe tunaakwegaana naawe ojja kutwegaana eri kitaffe twegaana omusaayi gwo okututukuza nti tukubalanga okutatukuza tetuwayo saddaaka endala kyenkana mukama twakwegaana naawe n'ogwana n'ogaana okutwegayirawo eri kitaffe n'ogaana n'okutwanjula naye leero otwanjule bwe tulokose mukama nga tuza gy'oli yegwe mulokozi waffe ayogerwako mu Isaaya enkaaga mu esatu ti mukama gw'owamaanyi okulokola era ayogera n'obutuukirivu kale oyogera obutuukirivu gye tuli era olokole mukama naffe tunaalokoka weebale kabakabakabaka weebale omutonzi waffe weebale nannyini buyinza weebale omwoyo omutukuvu weebale mukama waffe yesu weebale ginaffe omwiza ebintu byonna otutumire gye bamaleka ab'obugabirizi abali mu kubikulasikula y'omukaaga onyolaokuna n'okutaano kale bapime buli omu kye yeetaaga ng'ekkanisa ebikola batuma essula ey'okula bwe yali otukole obulungi naffe tunaayinza okuyimira mu kigambo kyo n'amaanyi n'obuyinza bungi mu linnya erya mukama waffe yesu tusabe n'okwebaza. Hallelujah.